Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a book called Jeannie Houdini, and that is A Hamster's Tale. Jeannie Houdini. It's a rhyming name. It took me a second, but that's what it is, because they sound similar. Jeannie Houdini, A Hamster's Tale. Do you know what a hamster is?
Yes.
What is a hamster?
A small rat pig looking thing?
Well, you're not wrong. They are rodents. They are rodents. They are part of the rodent family. They're small, they're furry, they're about the size of a grown-up's palm, right? You can hold them in your hand. But they are soft and they are cuddly, and often they are kept as pets. Let's read this story. It was written by Mary Ann Stoke, and it's illustrated by Rebecca Evans, and it's read today by Mommy and
a hamster guinea pig.
Ah,
a hamster happy.
Well, that is very interesting. Did you know that guinea pigs are quite a bit bigger than hamsters? Quite a bit bigger.
A medium size.
Ah. You're somewhere in between? Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready? Here we go.
I'm like the size of your head.
That's quite bigger than both of them put together.
You can just call me Hamster.
I like that. Are you ready for your story, Hamster?
Yes.
Okay. Can you turn around and sit on your bottom so you can see the pictures? Here we go. Jeannie the hamster lived in a tiny house. Her bedroom was a coconut shell with a hole for a doorway. Her cage had a red plastic wheel, a seed dish, and a water bottle. Jeannie slept during most of the day, and when she woke up in the evening, she almost never used her plastic wheel because however fast she ran on it, she never got anywhere different. Once a week, the twins' mother said to Mateo and Martina, "It's time to wash your hands and clean Jeannie's cage." Then Mateo and Martina each said to one another, "It's your turn!
No fighting!" said their mother, "and remember to wash your hands afterward, too."
Although the twins had chosen Jeannie for a pet, they soon lost interest in her. Sometimes they forgot to refill her water bottle and did not notice when her seed dish was empty. Nobody asked Sophia to care for Jeannie, and she sometimes felt left out and lonely. So in the picture we can see there are two children and they look like twins, right? Mateo and Martina. But there's another child in the room and she's sitting in the far back. And I think that must be Sophia, because we know that Jeannie is the hamster. When the twins cleaned Jeannie's cage, they lined the bottom with soft bedding and fresh newspaper. Some weeks, it was the section with real estate ads, and Martina read these out loud.
"Magnificent mansion for sale. Gigantic kitchen. Humongous rooms. Just like my dollhouse," thought Sophia.
Oh, so Sophia must be the younger sister, I think. One day, the twins were lining Jeannie's cage, and Martina read a different kind of headline.
"Houdini, greatest escape artist ever."
Their mother said Houdini was a magician who could always escape. Even when he was tied up inside a wooden box and was dropped into the sea, Houdini still escaped. That night, the twins forgot to shut Jeannie's cage door. And the next morning, the cage was empty.
Dun, dun, dun. "Jeannie escaped,
Sophia said when she came down for breakfast. Oh, dear.
Would you look for Jeannie? Her mother asked.
Sophia looked everywhere. At last, she found Jeannie in the corner of the hall, nibbling a few cracker crumbs. Sophia picked Jeannie up, careful not to squeeze her. Because, you know, when you have a small animal, like a hamster, or a gerbil, or a mouse, or a rat, or whatever your small, even a chinchilla, they're kind of fluffy. You can't squeeze them.
I'm the same as a hamster. Same color, same time.
Okay. Same. Well, then you know that you don't want to be picked up and squeezed, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're small.
Pick me up and put me down. They don't squeeze me.
Yeah. So gently she stroked Jeannie's soft fur before she brought her back to the cage, making sure to shut the cage door. Then she washed her hands and went down to breakfast. The very next morning, Jeannie disappeared again. Sophia found her halfway up the stairs.
How did you get out?
Sophia asked Jeannie. Maybe she's Jeannie Houdini, Sophia's mother said, laughing. Sophia looked carefully at Jeannie's cage and saw a small opening in the bars next to the plastic tray. Sophia stuffed the space with a piece of cardboard. She did not know that hamsters could nibble through paper and even cardboard. Well, the next morning, Jeannie was asleep in her coconut bed, so Sophia did not disturb her. And that evening, Sophia played with her dollhouse, and the living room had a sofa and a tiny light that turned on and off, and the kitchen had strawberry pink cupboards, and upstairs there were four bedrooms. In fact, it was a magnificent mansion. When Sophia woke up the next morning, she noticed something different about the dollhouse. The lamp had fallen over, and the sofa was tipped backward. She looked more closely, and behind the dollhouse couch was a furry brown and white ball. It was Jeannie. She got into the dollhouse. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Jeannie,
whispered Sophia.
How did you get into my dollhouse? You must be bored in your cage. That's why you keep escaping.
Sophia picked Jeannie up, careful not to startle her or squeeze her. And downstairs, she gave Jeannie her breakfast of strawberries and sunflower seeds. And after that, every day before Sophia went to school, she fed Jeannie. She made sure there was no opening in Jeannie's cage large enough for a daring escape. And every evening, Sophia and Jeannie played. Jeannie ran up and down the dollhouse stairs. She sniffed in all the corners, and she nibbled sunflower tidbits in the dollhouse's kitchen. And every week, without being reminded, Sophia cleaned Jeannie's cage, washing her hands carefully each time. Every day, she refilled Jeannie's water bottle and seed dish, and every day, they played together. Jeannie was no longer bored, and Sophia was no longer lonely. They were the best of friends. It is very nice to have a pet, isn't it? One that you can enjoy and play with. Now, we don't have any right now, but I don't think you're allergic to hamsters. We can find out. But that would be something soft and fun to have. But you've got to be careful with them. Just like all pets, you have to care for them carefully and make good friends with them and keep them clean. And that, my friends, is...
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.